Brad and John. And Classic Rock 92.9 KISM 813. Sunny today. We'll go near 70 for the high. It's 40 right now. And speaking of, as we're taking online social gaffes and websites and things that you posted up that you shouldn't have posted up. You know, I don't get, I'm not on Instagram. I don't do that thing. But
and I'm not on Facebook, so I can't do things on Facebook myself.
So Bella does. She is on Instagram, and she showed me a thing on her phone. This may have even been when we were at the concert. I don't remember. But
it's Saturday morning.
Okay. That must have been when she showed it to me. From your Instagram account.
Yes.
Now, it wasn't shocking news to me, but it was breaking news maybe for a lot. Was it for a lot of people in your Instagram followers?
Well,
or do they already know?
No. There was an immediate circle of friends and family that we told first, and then we thought, you know, we considered how we could make this news public. Taryn's works at a radio station too, so we got to kind of coordinate the release of this information, and so we thought we'll take a cool picture and make this announcement as of Saturday morning. And so if you follow me on Instagram, it's just Brad KISM, pretty easy. And so after almost, this is amazing, almost 20 years to the day, I'm going to become a father again at the age of 50 years old.
Wait, yes. Almost 20 years, what do you mean?
My daughter, Brittany, my firstborn, was born in August 17th of 1999. And Taryn and I are with child. We're having a baby. We're having a baby boy.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And we're jumping back in. And so this baby is due August 22nd, 2019. Almost 20 years to the day.
All of your babies were in the 19s, and now you got one in the 2000s.
We're hitting the reset button. And so
Brandon was he was a 2000.
He was born in 2003. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And so, you know, we had to get the family and work friends and everything kind of in line with that before we decided to go public with it. I thought we did kind of a fun thing where my favorite band of all time is Rush, and always will be. And Taryn's favorite band is the Power Trio as well. So the picture that you'll see on our Instagram is someone who knows we're big Rush fans bought us a little Rush onesie, like a little baby onesie. And so I'm wearing my Getty shirt, Taryn's wearing her Rush shirt, and then we're holding up this little Rush onesie and, you know, stealing from 2112, attention all planets of the Solar Federation, this Power Trio's tour begins in August, you know, a baby boy on the way. And man, it just, the people have just been so sweet as far as their well wishes and concerns and things like that. And
so let's talk about this. We are talking about
you had a big year last year. You dominated last year, 2018, with major changes in your life. And so that's not what made me make this decision.
No,
but
no.
Now 2019 is going to be the big year for my changes.
Well, yeah, you're 50, right?
Yeah, yes.
You're 50 years old when this baby comes into the comes onto the planet at 50 years of age. Are you 16 years between kids? Is that how it would go? So roughly 16 years
Brandon will be 16.
And the newborn?
Yeah.
He's
a sophomore in high school going into his junior year. So 2 years away from being completely done. Let's hit the reset button.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. No, yeah. But it's the thing that's super cool about it is when my daughter was born she was born in Alaska, and I went up there to Anchorage to get, you know, my first morning show going. And so it's just kind of me and her mom against the world, and didn't have a lot of help or a lot of people around. And you're trying to get your first job going, and you're in a new town, and you're trying to be out as much as possible, and you're trying to just, you know, dive into work full, you know, both feet. And so that was kind of a blur. And, you know, you're only 30 years old at the time, so you don't really know what you're getting into. And then when my son was born, his mom stayed home. And so I worked two jobs. I'd get off the air on the radio and go do a construction job and bang some nails around till 6 o'clock at night. I come home, I'd be beat. So a lot of that is a blur with the second kid too. But now 20 years later with a different perspective, some things, some knowledge to draw upon. We have an incredible support network of family and friends that are close by and in Terrence's family and stuff. So I think with all of that, it's just going to be such a different experience this time. And not that anything, I would take anything away from the first go around, but I just think that this is going to be something I'm a lot more prepared for and something that I can take a lot more in, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. And it's not like, I think, didn't Letterman have his, he had his kid, I think, when he was like in his 60s. And then it's everybody started doing the math. How old is the, you know, the Letterman would be like 80 when his kid graduated from high school. You're not going to be.
It's not going to be like that.
You're not. It's not going to be like that.
I mean, you know, still hope we can stay in. It guarantees I got to find some work for the next 20 odd years or something. But, you know, and hopefully I can stay healthy enough and all that kind of thing. You go through all that. But
you'll still be able to drive. You'll still be driving when you're teaching.
Yes.
The boy or girl how to drive.
Oh yeah, it's gonna be it's a boy. It's a little boy, and we're working on names. Tom Sawyer will not be his name. You know, we were joking around. There's a bunch of Rush things in there. Well, you're gonna name him that? No, we're not gonna name him. You know, the New World Man or something. But it is something we're super excited about, and we're looking forward to August. Taryn is going to be an incredible mom, so we're just
super well. Congratulations excited. To Thank the two of you. So, is there anything though? Is there anything that you say, geez, now at this age, this one thing I'll be better at, or this one thing might be a little more challenging for me to do at this particular age? Now we got a boy here.
I don't know. I'm sure as much as I think I'm prepared, there will be just as many things that'll be surprising or different or, you know, catch you off guard.
Well, how about this? The playing on the now I remember when my boys were little when your kids were little, there was you could just roll around and play on the floor and kick me around and knock me around and roll around and all that.
It'll probably be a little harder getting down and back up. Yeah, down and back up will be a little tougher. For sure.
Just stay off the floor. This one will keep we'll keep the playing off the floor this time around. Other than that,
we got the 5 acres and the trails and the garden and the dogs and the chickens and the goats and everything, and so we are going to add a little boy to help around the farm.
Great place to grow up. That's sure. Awesome. Those 5 acres there. That's all right. Well, congratulations.
Thank you. John and I were just talking about a social media post on Instagram that I made over the weekend, Brad KISM, and it announces that me and my girlfriend of the last 6+ years, Taryn Daly, are going to have a baby boy. And John, you asked me what do you think the biggest difference this time will be than when your kids grew up, you know, now they're 16 and 19, almost 16. And I said, well, when we made that social media post on Saturday and let the word out, Saturday was also the my 6-year anniversary of quitting drinking. So it was I'm into year 7 now. So 6 years as of Saturday. And you asked me, what do you think would be different? And I said, man, just not drinking. You know, when you stay up late drinking and then get up early to go to the radio, by the time you get home in the afternoon, it's like, don't you kids want to take a nap? Just go over and start boiling some water on the stove. Daddy's going to sleep this one off. You know?
So at 50-something years old, you probably will have more energy than you had when you were 30-something years old.
I will not be hungover, so I will have more energy for sure.
And you'll remember it.
And I'll remember it. Good things all around.